Well, we put the question to one of the people who know the most about the case, Mike Morrell. Until last year, he was deputy director at the CIA. He also served on the president's task force on surveillance. Morrell is now senior security contributor for CBS News.
There is no evidence of that, Scott. My own thinking is that what Ed Snowden did was steal the material on his own, get out of the country on his own. My questions about his work with Chinese and Russian intelligence begin once he arrives in Hong Kong and then when he moved on to Moscow.
What do we know about what happened in Hong Kong?
Well, there were a couple of incidents in Hong Kong that I really can't get into. But those incidents really raise some questions about whether or not he had contact with Russian intelligence.
Does U.S. intelligence have a good appraisal today of what Snowden took in its entirety?
So we don't know what he took. We know what he had access to. My understanding is that the government is still trying to put together exactly what he walked away with. I think about it in three buckets. One bucket is what he actually had on computers and hard drives that he showed up in Hong Kong with. Clearly, that information has been compromised. The second bucket is what he has already turned over to Mr. Greenwald. And then I assume that there is also a third bucket of information that Ed Snowden still controls and is probably somewhere in the cloud. Scott, one of my concerns is that if he is accessing that cloud in any way in Russia, Russian intelligence is clearly watching him do that, and they only need to see him do it once to be able to do it themselves.